Seriously, is a KUMD feature with interesting people revealing interesting stuff. So I'm slumped on the couch one night, flipping through channels. As I go by the commish, by golly, there's my pal Tom Isbell lying on a stretcher on the commish. So I stopped into his office. Tom teaches acting and playwriting here at UMD. And I say, Tom, you were working a lot. You were working with huge names in television and movies. You were living the dream. So why did you leave Hollywood? And Tom says, the Northridge earthquake. Seriously?
My first 2 weeks in New York, my agent was setting all kinds of meetings for me. And she goes, I want you to meet this guy, this producer. He does a lot of TV, but he does other things too. His name is Burt Metcalf. He produced MASH for years and years. So I said, okay. So I had nothing to lose. So I had a great conversation with him. Got back to my apartment and I got a phone call from my agent saying they want to add you to the series after MASH. And that gave me some money and gave me some confidence and gave me nice resume credits. And then that just led to the next job and the next and the next. And anything could have happened. I did 5 pilots, but if any one of those had gone, my life would have been very different, and they didn't. And so then I just went back to doing mainly guest star stuff on TV. I did some small roles in films, and I did some theater in L.A., but by moving to L.A., I basically turned my back on theater, which was tough.
All of a sudden, you said, no, I'm done. I said, Tom, you were in the fur debut. This was exciting. Why did you leave? And you said,
the Northridge earthquake. And that is partially true. After about 8 years out there, I was saying, yeah, this isn't as satisfying. And I had been writing and writing more. And I grew up in a university family in a university town, and teaching had always been somewhere in the back of my mind. And so I said, oh, you know, I think I'll try teaching a class if I can. My friends, without exception, all noticed that I was a different person the days I taught. All of a sudden, I was satisfied. And I paid attention to that. Even I could pay attention to that. It was not financially lucrative at all, but it was very satisfying. And then I made my living with the acting.
Should we just take a moment and parse that?
Let's.
You were a teacher making a living as an actor.
Yes. I know. I was just lucky. Before the earthquake, I will say that I probably could have gone in that pattern for a long time, far longer, if it hadn't been for this earthquake. So on January 16th or 17th, 1994, at 4:31 a.m., I was minding my own business sleeping. And then it felt like the devil himself had entered my room, my bedroom, and was shaking the bed and the walls and the blinds, dumping every single thing I owned onto the floor. The freeway that I took every day, Highway 10, was flattened. For transplants like myself, it scared me. And because I was kind of on the fence already about my place in the world, 3 or 4 days later, well, that Thursday, if I'm not mistaken, I applied for the job at UMD. And it was surprising. You know, even casting directors called my agent and said, is this really true? Some members of my family also said, why, this seems like a rash decision.
Again, let me reframe this. Your family said to the actor who was leaving acting to go into academia, just a minute, think about this again.
That's correct. I would turn on TV my first years here and I'd see you go, yep, I would have auditioned for that. That was tough to let that go. And it was just time. I've remained equity all these years. And so when I do a show at the Playhouse, for example, they have to pay me an equity wage.
Do you miss acting? I mean, you did Love Letters a while back with your wife.
Yeah, which we like because there's no blocking and you don't have to memorize the lines. We did that at multiple places. We did it at UMD. And so the union wasn't involved. We did it for 3 weeks at Yellow Tree Theater down in Minneapolis. And the theater did have to pay me equity wages.
So you were paid more than your wife.
Yes, because yeah,
and did that create a scandal at the time? Did that create a scandal?
Just now. It's just creating it now.
She didn't know about this until.
Well, no, she knew.
Yeah. Now she knows.
Yeah, now she knows.
Well, nice job. You can take a look at Tom's movie and television creds on Internet Movie Database. We've got the link set up on our webpage at KUMD.org. Seriously, is a KUMD feature with interesting people revealing interesting stuff. I'm Lisa Johnson.